From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. More severe weather is moving toward the nation's midsection, which has been pounded by a succession of storms in recent weeks. National Weather Service forecaster Brian Cordy says another storm system is rolling eastward.
The system, as it moves northeastward, should allow its front that's associated with it to move into the central U.S., and you're going to see a lot of thunderstorms break out ahead of this front.
Storms rolled through Battle Creek, Michigan Sunday, damaging a number of buildings and uprooting hundreds of trees, but there were no serious injuries. President Obama is pledging ongoing help for the people of Joplin, Missouri, as they work to rebound from the devastating tornado that hit the city. Speaking at a memorial service there, the president said, "We cannot know why we're tested by adversity.
How we respond when the storm strikes is up to us. How we live in the aftermath of tragedy and heartache, that's within our control. And it's in these moments, through our actions, that we often see the glimpse of what makes life worth living in the first place."
The president met with a number of the families who've lost homes or loved ones in the disaster. On this Memorial Day, the president is honoring military veterans and their families, beginning with a breakfast at the White House for families who've lost loved ones in combat. NPR's Giles Snyder reports First Lady Michelle Obama will accompany the president to Arlington National Cemetery.
Mr. Obama is participating in the traditional wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Then he and the First Lady will take part in the Memorial Day service at Arlington, along with Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen. Before leaving for Arlington, the president is expected to introduce Army General Martin Dempsey as his choice to lead the Joint Chiefs once Mullen's term expires in September. Dempsey is a veteran of the Iraq War. He only recently began a 4-year term as Army Chief of Staff. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
An attorney for Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic says he'll mail in an appeal today of moves to extradite Mladic to The Hague to stand trial on war crimes charges. The attorney also claims Mladic is so ill he'll not live long enough to be tried, but prosecutors are dismissing those claims. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports Serbian ultranationalists clashed with police in Belgrade Sunday over Mladic's arrest.
Groups of young protesters, many of them soccer hooligans, threw rocks and bottles at heavily armed anti-riot police. About 100 people were arrested and 16 minor injuries were reported. Some 3,000 police were deployed. The clashes erupted following a rally that drew a crowd estimated at about 7,000, not large by local standards. The Extreme Nationalist Radical Party called the protest and bust in supporters who consider Mladic a hero and reject charges that he's a war criminal.
That's Silvio Poggioli reporting. This is NPR News from Washington. The president of professional soccer's international governing body has been told he will not be investigated over allegations of corruption. But Larry Miller reports from London other top officials are being asked to defend themselves.
Mohammed bin Hamman of Qatar and Jack Warner from Trinidad have been accused of bribing Caribbean members to buy their votes in the football organization's presidential election. Bin Hamman was a candidate. Ethics Committee official Petrus Damaseb.
We are assuming and proceed from the premise that they are innocent until proven guilty, but we are satisfied that there is a case to be answered.
With Bin Hamman out of the way, the now-cleared president, Sepp Blatter, will stand unopposed in Wednesday's election. He's run FIFA since 1998. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
County clerks in Illinois are preparing for lines of people seeking civil union licenses starting on Wednesday. Jenna Dooley of member station WUIS reports that's the day that a new law takes effect, allowing civil unions for gay and lesbian couples in Illinois.
Civil unions share many of the rights that accompany traditional marriage, including the power to make medical decisions for a partner. Sangamon County Clerk Joe Alio says his office is encouraging couples to call ahead if they have questions and be prepared to wait.
Obviously, with the new law, there's some different language with regard to the couple under a civil union. Outside of those few little things, we want everything to look the same and feel the same.
A gay rights group is launching an online site where couples can register their experiences with the new law. For NPR News, I'm Jenna Dooley in Springfield, Illinois.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support